Hello, welcome. We're going to discuss the corporate valuation model. So the corporate valuation model is also known as the free cash flow method. Suggests the value of the entire firm equals the present value of the firm's free cash flow. So we're going to project out free cash flows into the future. Remember, free cash flow is what we have remaining at the end of a period in time after we incorporate all inflows and outflows of cash. So what we have left between our outflows and inflows gives us our free cash flow. Remember, free cash flow is the firm's after-tax operating income less net capital investment. So what should we do? How do we find free cash flows? So we'll take earnings before interest and taxes, or EBIT. We'll multiply that times 1 minus the tax rate. We'll add in our cost for depreciation and amortization. Then we'll subtract out capital expenditures plus a change in net operating working capital. So essentially what we're doing to find free cash flow is we'll take the net income component, which is earnings before interest and taxes. Then you subtract out the tax rate. That will give you net income plus depreciation, right? We still keep the depreciation and amortization function in our equation. Then we'll subtract out CapEx. So our change in net operating working capital will cancel out the amortization piece, because that's what happens, right? So when we have a change in net operating working capital, our working capital is being amortized, so we can cancel those out. So now we'll have net income plus depreciation minus our capital expenditures. So let's look at the components of the free cash flow model. So operational cash flow is earnings before interest and taxes. We need to find out our corporate effective tax rate and subtract out the tax rate, or the taxes. We need to define depreciation, know what that is, calculate it, and then know what we are spending on capital expenditures. Then the horizon value is going to be the future value of cash flow in the future. Weighted average cost of capital is our average cost to fund our company. So we have our financing structure with a ratio of debt to equity. So let's say we have 50% debt, 50% equity, right? So our weighted cost of capital would be, let's say the equity is costing us 8% and the debt is costing us 12%, and we are 50% capitalized with equity and 50% capitalized with debt. That would bring our cost of capital to 10%, because we have 12% financing with debt and we have 8% financing with equity. We are both they are both weighted at 50%, so our weighted average cost of capital would be 10%. Long-term growth rate, that'll be identified. Our outstanding debt and our number of shares outstanding of common stock. Applying the free cash flow model, find the market value of the firm by finding the present value of the firm's future cash flows. Subtract out the marginal value of the firm's debt and preferred stock, if there is any, to get marginal value of the common stock. I need to start this slide over.
Okay.
Sorry.
Very good.
Yeah.
You can start it there.
Okay.
So I'm gonna go to the slide.
Okay. Right.
Alright.
Okay.
Five,
yep.
4, 3, 2.
So applying the free cash flow model, right, we need to find the market value of the firm by finding the present value of the firm's future cash flows. Right, then we subtract the market value of the firm's debt and preferred stock, if there is any, to get the market value of our common stock. Then we divide the market value of our common stock by the number of shares outstanding to get the intrinsic stock price. What are weighted average cost of capital and what is G? Weighted average cost of capital is the rate at which your cash flows are discounted, right? So this is, for this example, this is the use of the weighted average cost of capital. It's what we're going to discount our cash flows by, the weighted average cost of capital. So growth is the long-term growth of cash flows. This is our assumption for sustainable growth. Growth that can go on forever. Assume the following information. Ramirez Company has these cash flows, right? Year one, negative five. Then they get positive with a $10 cash flow. And this is a simplistic model, right? And then $20 cash flow in year three. You will know that the cash flows will grow at a constant rate of 6%. And after year three, though, right? So this is after year three. We will have the cash flow growth after year three. Assume also that the rate of return in the market, right, is 10%. So our weighted average cost of capital is 10%. We need to at least get 10% return to break even, as our weighted average cost of capital is 10%. So therefore, to break even, we need to get a 10% return. So we'll use our weighted average cost of capital as our return measurement, and that the company has $40 million in debt. $40 million in debt. And there are 10 million shares outstanding. Okay. So now we want to project out the present value of our future cash flows. So we're just going to use the present value function. We'll plug it into our financial calculator. So present value of cash flow in period one is a negative 4.545. Period two is 8.264. Period three is 15.026. Now we can get period four free cash flows because we know that after year three or period three that growth equals 6%. So we'll take 20 times the growth rate, 0.06, and that will give us our year four cash flow, 2120. Okay, so now we want to find our horizon value, right? We want to find our stock price at the end of year four. So we'll take our cash flow, divide it by the return on the market at 10%. We'll subtract out our growth rate. This will give us $530. We'll discount that back to 398.197. So these cash flows, this is the future cash flow. These cash flows, 416.92. So these are the combination or the culmination of our free cash flows at the end of year four. So now we want to know what is the price of our company. So now we have the future cash flows. We know that we have 10 million shares outstanding. This is our stock price on our future cash flows. So we know we have 10 million shares outstanding. So to get the corporate valuation or the value of our firm value, we will take the 416.92 and multiply it by 10 million. So we'll take the 416 0.92 and multiply it by 10 million. So 10 million times 4.16.92. This will give us a corporate value $4,169,200,000 is our corporate valuation based on our free cash flows. $4.17 billion is our value of our corporation based on these cash flows.